Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jake Caulfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lunair. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lunair. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vallow moves to second. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. There goes Vallow. The throw from Swift and Vallow is out. There goes McCuskey. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wakefield throws the ball into Bloodworth, who tags Rosar, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. McQuinn moves to second. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Lunair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair is hit by the pitch. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Savage now pitching. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. McCuskey moves to second. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Wakefield moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mullen strikes out. There goes Wakefield. The throw from Rosar and Wakefield is out. There goes Greenberg. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Caulfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout hits a pop-up towards short. Caulfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Swift moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Swift moves to third. Lake moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Swift scores. Lake moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Suter moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mullen strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Caulfield hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Savage hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 2 in the game. Trout hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lake bunts towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trout moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Trout moves to third. Outlaw moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a line drive towards the mound. Savage reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trout strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Kell reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Outlaw reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck pinch hits for Jake Caulfield. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive towards the mound. Trout can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Bob Savage. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth catches it and throws to first to double up Peck. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.